put the address on the event page. You have it? Okay, cool. I'll see you at 4 then. Hands at the sides, no hands in pockets, please. Now, with that posture, turn to a neighbor and smile. turn to me and smile. Keep the posture, please. Now deflate. Bad posture. Now come back to good posture. Deflate. Back to good posture. Let's make that happen, please. We don't want to sing like this. If you see a fair posture, make sure you remain in this kind of frame here. Okay. Real quick, say hello to one of our accompanists this season, Dr. Jeremiah Truijo. Our regular accompanist, John Wilson, is continuing with us. He is also a contracted pianist with the San Francisco Symphony, and they have already started. So he is with them, I believe, until the end of September, or I forget the schedule, and then he'll be back with us. But we are lucky to have two incredible pianists that can work with this group and communicate with the students. Jeremiah was our accompanist for two of the summer stages as well, so we know he's ready to go with us. Now we need some energy. Ryan Way! Get those knees up at your ankle. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Karen. Okay. Well, who says root? Who says something else? You think third? root says fifth. Definitely not fifth. It is the root.
They should be equivalent.
It depends on the type of tuning. There's equal temp tuning and fine tuning and whatnot. For this, we're talking about fine tuning, and we want the root to be most prominent. Now, since there's two voice parts singing, you don't got to sing so loud, right? We're going to hear that, right? What's the next loudest note? So what's just softer than the root? The fifth. Some people think it should be the third, but really, orally and sonically, the third is implied. For example, give us those notes again we just sang. Everyone sing Mama and Me More Than You except the soprano.
Keep
that in mind as we sing it again. C sharp major. One,
And everybody will sign up for something. You definitely sign up. What it says to me is that we and the leadership of the forest committees are even more important than we have been in the past, because it's up to us to make this work. Those of us that have been around for a super long time, there aren't many of us left, we're thinking. But we remember before we joined the symphony, we did everything, because we didn't have any staff. So we can do that again, and it will be fun. And one of the things the Forest Committee will do is sort of manage the different groups that will be doing things like setting up chairs, setting up the buddy system, working with Karen on sound, whatever the different tasks are. So if you'd like to be a boss, then you can join the Forest Committee. We meet, theoretically, on the first Monday of every month at 5:30 by Zoom. I say theoretically because September has Labor Day in it. So in September, we meet on the second Monday of the month at 5:30 on Zoom. So anybody can join the committee, and you're welcome to come and just see what it's like. The link is usually on the calendar in Chorus Connection, and if you're sure you really want to do this, you can also talk to either of us about being, I already had somebody sign up tonight, broke me to pieces, and I hope more people will.
And who is the committee right now?
Committee, stand up.
Give them a hand! Like to have more of you join, and of course it's fun, and we got some great music, and we have some absolutely glorious leadership. So
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We'll do more introductions throughout the evening, but for now, please take out Carmina Barana. And I know we have only a limited number of scores, so if you don't have a score, try and look off someone next to you if you can. We will try to get more of those for next time. So for tonight's rehearsal and next week's rehearsal, we're still kind of in the open rehearsal introduction. I'm focusing on three movements. You might want to mark these down or just circle them so you know what to practice. We're going to focus on the first movement, O Fortuna. We'll do a lot of text work with that piece as well. In general, for the entire Carmina Burana, I find the notes that challenging to get. Some of the ranges might be a little fun, especially in the second to last movement. But in general, the pitches to me aren't as, they're important, but they're not as focused as the text will need to be. So we're going to focus on this first movement. We're also going to focus on movement three. That's the Veris Lenta Facias. Notice how I said facias, even though it says F-A-C-I-E-S, we pronounce the C like a T-S sound. Veris Lenta Facias. We'll look at that tonight a little bit. And the last one we'll look at for tonight and next week is movement 10. That's Verbi Bel Alemi. We'll look at that tonight as well. Okay, so just look, circle those. It is your responsibility to do any kind of practice you can between now and next week. I will supply you with a number of resources this week. You'll get recordings of all the pieces that we're working on, so you have references, you can listen as you're learning if you would like that. You'll also get a lot of pronunciation guides from me, translations as well. Your third assignment, so I hope you're keeping track of all these assignments. I'm a very tough teacher. bring a friend. Second assignment was materials. Your third assignment is you need to start writing in the translations and pronunciations into your scores. Now, you will get some of those during rehearsal. I'll tell you what the phonetics are for some words, but I'm also going to send you out all the translations, the pronunciations, the transliterations. Please do not let them sit in a file. You need to write those in your score, okay? What I tend to do is I put the translations above the staff, and I put the pronunciation or phonetics below the staff. I use a mix of IPA, phonetic alphabet, and also just giving you sounds, like, for example, O Fortuna. I would just write O, O-H, 4, F-O-U-R, 2TOO, so it's, I know it's not like a soft O, but things like that would be fun. You have a question?
I know that some of us don't have our own companies yet, and some of these are going to
Oh, that's right. So, yeah, Sarah, if they're turning in the Carminas tonight, because I want them to write, I guess we'll wait for the translations and stuff when they get the actual scores in then.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can review your offer. You can review the resources that get sent out. Okay, you'll get the lyrics and whatnot. But then when the real, thank you for that, Kat, when the scores come in, start writing in the pronunciation and the translations if you can. Okay? So that's great. From the beginning, let's see what you got. Play our first notes from bottom up. Good. So tenors, you're splitting ones and twos. Ones on top note, twos on bottom. Same for soprano. All altos and basses, you're on the Fs that are written there. Just sing your first O and hold it. First of the orchestra plays. Big breath from the core, and... okay? In general, because we're singing Germanic Latin and High German, you're not going to see too many differences between the two if they switch, but write this word down and put this in your head for the future. This is a macaronic piece. Macaronic. What does macaronic mean? Not macaroni. Macaronic just means there are more than one language in the piece, and they go back and forth between them. So if you ever sang a piece where you have multiple languages, this is a piece like that as well. Okay? Now, speaking of some of the consonant things and pronunciation, the things I want to focus on tonight, at least for now, is the C consonant. That's the big one that comes up a lot and it changes. You might want to make some notes if you can, pencil, or I know we're recording this rehearsal, by the way, we'll talk about that in a second, but we'll go back and listen to this. If you have just a C, typically it gets a normal K consonant, like mekum. When you see mekum, M-E-C-U-M, it'll be like a K sound, okay? If you have a C followed by an E or an I, okay? Like kretz, kretzi, kretzis, or axiem, or septus, we would actually turn that into a TS sound. So not kretzis, but kretzis. Say that?
Kretzis.
Not axiem, but axiem. Say axiem.
Axiem.
Not chetus, but septus.
Septus.
Like a TS sound. So, just say so again, C followed by an E or an I gets that TS sound. And that's for the whole word. Okay? If you have a double C, like etche, it's actually etse in this. It's like a TS sound again. Okay? When you see double C's, we say etse. Or like S-A-C-C-I-S would be saxis. Saxis. The same as before, the TS sound. Okay? If you have CH, like chorus, it gets a K sound. Okay, a K sound. Okay? If you have a CH, but it's not the initial, meaning it's in the middle of a word, like someone said Miki over here, it's like a K sound. It's Miki. It's a German hard CH sound. Or Bacco. Bacco. B-A-C-C-H-R. Okay? Again, don't worry if you don't have it all right now. You're going to get this guide anyway, but please use this guide. Go through the score and mark where these changes happen. The C is definitely going to be one of the more challenging ones because it happens a lot and it comes in different iterations a lot. Okay? Can we say some of these words starting at the beginning entrance? Right? And let's just see if we can get some of this pronunciation down.
Okay.
S-C. Say it
again.
S-C. I think it's just S. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just S. Yeah. I'm looking at the guidance now. I didn't see it in here. But like, yeah, this is S sound. Can we start speaking from semper fret?
C.
Right there. Let's go slow. Ready, and one.
Semper pres cis.
And one.
Aut de pres cis.
And with that one, it's pres cis. Pres cis. Look at how it's spelled in your score. It's C-R-E-S. So that's pres. But then it's C-I-S. So it's not pres cis. It's pres cis. You hear a difference there?
No.
Pres cis. Should I say it again?
Yes.
Okay. So, out there, cres, cis. You see how it's C-R-E-S-C-I-S there? It would be cres, so just K-R-E-S. But then you have another C before C-I-S, so it's cres, cis. Cres, cis. Just say that.
Cres, cis.
Let's start from the beginning and speak. Sem, per, cres, cis. Ready? And one.
Sem, per, cres, cis.
And one.
Aut de pres cis.
And on.
Vita de te sa bibis. Nun odurat.
Hey, favor, what are the articulations you see above each note in this section? You see see a tenuto and a staccato. What does that mean? Anyone know what that means when you see a tenuto and a staccato? Yes.
Well, one time Frederick Fennell said a tenuto means a banana note.
What is that? I've never heard that before, but say more. Oh, like a bowing kind of thing, or?
Yeah.
Oh, like you lean into it. I like that. I'm stealing that. Thank you. I like that. Well, the tenuto by itself would mean that, but the staccato changes it a little bit, right? How do you do both long and short at the same time?
Banana split.
You win for me 2 points to the bass house for that time. It's really an accent. It's really more like an accent. So don't think of it as sepecrecies, but sepecrecies. Out-de-cre-sies. Everything is short. I would say you can diminish the note value from a half note to a quarter note, basically, and then just make sure we get like intense pops on each of them. But it's not loud, right? What's our dynamic in this section? The whole time. Pianissimo. I might get to piano a little bit sometimes, but it's pretty soft the whole time. Okay. Let's speak with that in mind. Okay, that intensity and intention. Still speaking, but Jeremiah, play with us as we see. Back at semper pres sis. And ready,
Semper pres sis. Out de pres.
Intensity.
Vita de te sa.
And when you get long notes like that, vita de te sa. You already hit the note, but then come back on it. V, ta, de, te, sa, te, sa. Just say that.
Te, sa.
But you're not sure. It's not te, sa. It's te, sa.
Te, sa.
Because above those notes, I don't think you have yet. Oh, yeah, on the te, there's no staccato there. So just keep that long there. Yeah, you're right.
What about the arms? Are we doing more of a
flip off? It's a flip off. Like, not cre, but like cre. Think of it like a D. Set, cre, cre, si, like that. Literary version. That was okay. Yeah. So just like a flip star each time. Okay? Now, if it's a slower movement, you don't have to flip it then, but for faster stuff, you can. Charlie?
Where does the terminal S go?
That's a good question. So, really, if we're diminishing each of these half notes to a quarter note, put the S on that quarter note being eliminated.
Okay.
So, sepecrecies, outdecrecies. It's just like right there. Okay. Okay. Can we sing this now? Stand up from sepecrecies. Where the note goes up and we split parts, they get crescendos. So it's always sepecrecies, very soft. But then this is sepecrecies, just little crescendos. Okay? Right there after rehearsal two, one right here, the note.
Sepecrecies.
Shut up.
Sepecrecies.
amount loose, and we can just cut that value in half and put the S there. Just say, status ma loose. Ready, and
status ma loose.
Good, those S's. Try again. Ready, and
status ma loose.
Yeah, not too quick. Try it again. One, two, ready, and
status ma loose.
Yeah, always that terminal S on that invisible quarter over there. Back to again, stop 10. One after two. Stop 10. Little crescendo. We're still starting pianissimo. We just grow to like piano plus in each of these. And then go back to pianissimo. Here's your notes. And one, two, and jumping up to the higher D on that last note, alto ones, feel free. quan vite. You don't, because the tenors already have the loki anyway, that's why. Okay? Now, remember your rhythm there. It's different from there, okay? Oh, ne, quan vite. Can I hear some finally tenor to your me cum om? Here's your notes. Ready and so you're not gonna line up on the words in just that section, but don't get thrown off. You gotta lock in with the basses, you gotta lock in with the sopranos and tenors. Can I hear everyone there? One before nine. I'll sing with the alto bass. Here we go. Ready and
oh.
working better for you.
Love it.
So, again, it's not so much about the notes. We just sight read them, and they're really not that hard. It's all C major, but there's so much more. Look at all the accents you have and whatnot. Could you circle or mentally indicate the piano four measures after you come in? It's not just piano, it also becomes legato there. That's a big thing to catch, okay? So all the four of us. And then, so it gets very smooth there. But then, do you have rehearsal 80 in your score? Okay, that's where it goes back to the marcato. Okay? And it stays over the time. Can you sing it that way? We're gonna go ta 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 whenever it's marcato, but then la when it becomes legato. Right where you come in. On ta, here's your note.
Thank you.
Everybody can get a fate changes. The next thing I have is, if you are a returning member, we have your member handbook for the year all ready to go with everything you need to sign. It is important that even if you are a returning member who's been here several years, that you redo it every year so we have your up-to-date emergency information and you know any of the policies that have changed. And there have been quite a few changes in the handbook. So please read it carefully before you sign your handbook acknowledgement form. There is a lovely intro letter on the top. Just read it, follow it. If you have any questions, email it. If you are new to us and need to audition, I have a little half sheet here that will give you the basics information from this. It'll tell you our dues, our schedule, what we're performing this year, so that you kind of know what you're signing up for before you audition, so you have an idea, but not the overwhelming amount of information that this is. When you audition and if Dash accepts you, we'll give you one of these to complete. These majorly just make sure that you know the policies, and more importantly, that we have your emergency information should anything happen to you while you're with us. Most of you are over the age of 18, but if you're under 18, a parent or guardian will need to sign these for you. If you're under 16, you are still here without dues as long as there is a parent or guardian present with you at all times.
Wow.
So, and that is a thing for everyone. We do not discriminate age on our course. If someone is young and wants to join, we're always happy to hear anyone, hear them sing. And the only caveat we have is anyone under 16 needs to have a parent or guardian with them. Anyone over 16 can attend after we meet them, accept them, and know who their parent or guardian is after by themselves. But anyone under 16 will need a parent or guardian, but they're more than welcome. And we've had great experience with those who have joined us. Please, if you know anyone and they want to sing, please have them. Questions, comments, concerns about
either of these?
Yes?
Is it going to be 7:15 every night or is that just tonight?
Nope, 7:15 is our new rehearsal time. So 7:15 to 9:45. If you've been here before or you are here, we were 7:30 to 10, but we've gotten a request to start moving that forward so that more people can get home at an earlier hour and some people can catch the last parts that we got.
Yeah,
to
I have that.
Yes.
What was that email that? If we don't know who we
chorus at opensymphony.org.
Thank you.
Super easy, chorus.
And one question over here from Jessica.
Yes.
Oh, you have the handbook with you, or it's on the Course Connection?
Nope, there's a printed handbook here. It will also be on Course Connection, so you all have reference for it. But we are currently still providing printed because some people do not like reading on a computer, which I understand. Anything that requires information that you need to remember, you will keep a copy, and your sign sheet is the only thing you will give back to me. So you'll notice that you get to keep the entire handbook, and you're getting a sheet back to me. You get to keep the entire due sheet information, and you're just returning the signed one to me. So anything you need is in here that you will need to keep so you know what your expectations are. But we will also post the course schedules. A reminder that we do not turn anyone away who financially need. There is a financial aid application process. You just mark the thing on here. It is done by myself. That information is not shared with anyone else. But what you'll do if you want to apply for financial aid is you'll select that, and then I will get an application sent out to you, and then we will give those out. All dues or requests for applications for financial aid are due by September 18th. And then once we have those, I will tell you when the application is due back, and a week after we get them, we'll give you a decision on what the level of aid would be. Anyone has any further questions on that, ask me. All this information comes to myself. It's not going anywhere else. Don't think that anyone else is going to know about me that you're asking. But we don't turn anyone away due to financial need. We have some wonderful members in this course who always donate money that allow us to keep offering.
Thank you, Sarah. Yeah. Well, we'll do one more.
Okay.
We're going to take a break in just a second. When we come back from break, we're going to have a Why I Sing moment. Those of you who were in the group last year know what these are, but we encourage everyone at some point during the season to sing a solo for the chorus. It's not an evaluatory thing. It's not like a big, oh my God, I'm nervous thing. You're just singing for your community. And we want to hear you and support you. All I ask is that before you sing, tell us why you sing. why are you here? Why are you joining the choir? I've shared my story multiple times in the past, but I say because I stuttered as a child, and I had a speech therapist who learned that when I sang, I didn't stutter, and I really had no guide or path to music before that, but it's just kept me going and kept me speaking this whole time. You might have a different story, and I ask that you share it, and you'll be accepting and caring and welcoming to that story and your presentation. I believe today Carol will be singing something for us.
Awesome.
So we come back from break, we'll hear from Carol. Give her
quick. So, we cannot eat food in this room
anymore.
So do not bring any food in the room. We're right outside the door. And at that table will be food and different snacks that people have. Eat outside, throw it all over the place, doesn't make a difference, but do not go past the doorway. Not past the doorway. Yes.
If you are visiting us today and you do not yet have your email, meaning you've never received an email that tells you what's going on in the chorus, please make sure you sign it, because that's how we will get you all the resources Ash was talking about this evening. Anyone who's a member, you'll see them on Chorus Connections, but for all of those who are currently visiting us, please make sure we have your email so we can send you those lovely resources.
Yes, please. It is currently 8:30 on the dot. You are back in your chairs at 8:45. Use the bathroom, get some water, go outside, but more importantly, connect with each other. Introduce yourself to a new member, okay? 15 minutes and we're back. Thank you.
Thank you.